Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're kicking off a series of podcasts designed to shed some light on the three most exciting letters in hockey. No, we're not talking about the NHL or even CCM. We're talking about the ADM. The American Development Model was created in 2009 as a nationwide model to help every American hockey player reach his or her full potential. Whether your goal is to play for your high school hockey team, earn a college scholarship, wear the red, white, and blue in international competition, or simply to play in a beer league with the buddies, the American Development Model is a tool that ensures every kid will have the same opportunity to succeed while providing them with the method to work on their individual skills and create a passion for the game that will last a lifetime. Since its inception, the number of people who believe in this common sense approach have grown exponentially. Still, there seems to be some confusion surrounding the American Development Model, what it's all about, what it's designed to do, and who it's designed to do it for. Over the course of the next several months, we will look at the American Development Model at every age level, from mites to midgets, breaking down the program in a clear, concise manner, answering many of your questions along the way, and at the same time dispelling some of the myths that seem to have popped up over the years. Today we're kicking off this series by welcoming Kevin McLaughlin, Senior Director of Hockey Development at USA Hockey. Kevin is also responsible for the management and administration of the American Development Model, including the oversight of the ADM regional managers. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. Great to be here.
So as I said in the introduction, I think it's important that we go back to the basics and we really try to drive home the point of what the ADM is all about, how, you know, how it was created, and who it really is designed to help. So I know you've been here, you know, on the ground floor of the American Development Model, the whole program since its inception. Can you just talk a little bit about how it started and why you felt there was the need to create a player development program such as this?
Absolutely. It started when we started to recognize where we fit on the landscape internationally in world rankings in hockey. We looked at that. We looked at our registration numbers compared to our competitors worldwide. And then at the same time, we started to look closely at our membership, our growth numbers, our retention numbers. So there were multi-pronged purposes for the American Development Model. One, we want to win the gold medal in the Olympics every single time. We want to win the world championships. We want to win the world junior championships. At the same time, we know that we have about 305,000 youth players, which is approximately 10 times the number of our competitors internationally, Sweden, Finland, Czech Republic, some of those countries that we compete with internationally, that they compete very well with us with one-tenth the number of players. So we started to look closer at what our ladder of development is, how we train our athletes, how we train and devise our youth hockey program. We work closely with our coach education people. And then at the same time, we were lucky enough to cross paths with Dr. Steve Norris, Isfahan Baye, Richard Way, who are experts in sports science and long-term athlete development. And we started to look closely at our youth structure and say, hey, what we're doing maybe isn't, we're not taking advantage of things that are common in maybe some other sports. And we started to apply that or look and see how we could apply that to our youth hockey. At the same time, in trying to develop, more better players, high-end players, we learned that some of the things we were doing might help to increase our retention rates. We had a very significant issue and a high number of players that were quitting hockey after one or two or three years, before they were even 10 years old. And so we saw that and we said, this is a solution that potentially could solve two problems for us. Increase the retention rate and keep more players from dropping out of hockey after a year or two of experience, and at the same time help us achieve higher levels of elite hockey. So we got pretty excited about it. We rolled up our sleeves and we got to work in trying to see how we could apply this to youth hockey.
And it's been since 2009, and probably even before that, it's a massive, massive undertaking. I know that one of your colleagues, Ken Martell, likes to call it, you know, you're changing a culture, and like anything else, you know, change is never easy. Can you just talk a little bit about some of the key components and the people who have been instrumental in getting the program to where it is now, whether it's the USA Hockey volunteer structure, or maybe the National Hockey League or college hockey, or any of those kind of other people who are good friends of USA Hockey?
The point person, probably the person that's put in the most work and the hardest and most hours on this to put thoughts to paper and some structure to it, is Ken Martell. He's our technical director of the American Development Model. Everything we've done has been run past the National Hockey League and an advisory board that they have for their endorsement. We've presented everything from entry-level hockey all the way to our highest-level structure and program recommendations to American Hockey Coaches Association. Those are the college hockey coaches. We've discussed it at our national player development camps with all of the coaches and gotten their feedback at our player development camps. We've involved and talked to our national team development program coaches in Ann Arbor. And the coach education program, headed up by Mike McMillan and his district coach in chiefs, along with Mark Tabram on staff here in the office and his department, everything has been vetted out through those guys. We've worked with them in the creation of the online coach education modules to really lay this out in a very age-specific manner so that all the coaches that are coaching at the local level within local associations receive the information in the most succinct and the most clear manner so that they know exactly what's being recommended for the age group that they're coaching. And I think what's very, very interesting is if you go back to 20 years ago, the original coach education materials that USA Hockey had, on page 2, it actually talks about some of these specific things and has the same recommendations than what we've come full circle with now. Things like 3-to-1 practice to game ratios, things like playing in smaller areas for very young players. Those types of things, it's not rocket science, but we had just kind of let the horse run wild, if you might say, with our youth hockey program. We had some recommendations, we had some drill books and stuff through our coach education program, but as far as real specific breakdowns on what you should do by age and why you should do it, you know, this is Ken Martell's worked very hard with the sports scientists and these high-level coaches to put this to paper to make these recommendations. Interestingly enough, and whenever we go and talk to parents or coaches, if there are ever any school teachers in the crowd, they nod their head in agreement because they understand that this is a long-term process of developing a child and a child going through normal maturation, you know, cognitive maturation, social maturation, and physical maturation. And a lot of it parallels, you know, elementary and middle school physical education. And then we've just applied that and made it applicable to hockey.
You know, Kevin, you talked about, you know, you've talked to the NHL, you've talked to college coaches, so you've talked to a lot of people who have invested a lot of their time and a lot of effort into the game of hockey. I know it's probably a hard question to say everybody thinks this or everybody says that, but I mean, what's been the overwhelming response that you've received from these people who obviously know a thing or two about hockey?
I think the overwhelming response is that it's very refreshing to look at youth hockey on an individual athlete's focus and to make it very age appropriate. We were starting to see coaches that had played at a high level or programs that were trying to emulate what they saw at the NHL or the college or the junior level and apply that to eight-year-olds or 9 or 10-year-olds. And I think the higher level the hockey mind or the hockey experience, the more they understand the difference between an 8 or 10, a 12-year-old, and a junior player, a college player, or a professional player. And what everybody, I think, sees as being very refreshing is that we are coaching specifically for that age group so that they can maximize the learning opportunity that they have at that point in their life. You wouldn't go and try to teach an 8-year-old calculus because you have to have a foundation. You have to build a solid foundation so that when they do take that calculus class, they have the basic skills and they have the foundation to succeed in calculus. And so we're trying to do the same thing in hockey, is create that very solid basic foundation and take advantage of physical education and athlete development at the most opportune times and take advantage of what's called windows of optimal trainability, so that when it is time to play at the higher levels, they can be higher level, more elite athletes and more elite players.
So with all that in mind, where, I mean, from 2009 till today, I mean, as briefly as you can, and I know you guys have put in, you know, hours and hours and hours of work on this, but I mean, where is the program today? Where did it start? Where is it today, right now in the summer of 2013?
I think we're way ahead of where we thought we would be. I think there is a ton of interest in this program. I think that's evidenced by last year we had four model clubs, and model clubs are just those clubs that were early adapters that said, hey, this makes sense. They had some leadership that took the time to really study and educate themselves on what it meant. And they said, hey, our club will follow this from Mite Squirts and Peewees, and we'll make whatever changes and apply those recommendations that you're making. We had four last year. We've added five new ones this year. So to me, that exponential growth in clubs that are 110% on board, you know, just the inquiries that we get, the feedback we get as we go around the country talking to clubs, I think everyone is aware of what the American Development Model is now. I think they know the level of appreciation for practice plans that have put out there, the idea of station-based practices, the idea of developing the individual athlete's technical skills. That focus has completely changed, I believe, and is really a buzz in the youth hockey world right now. Everyone is trying to help that individual player reach their potential. And before this program, I'm not sure we had that same level of awareness. I think our focus was on winning the game this Saturday, or trying to win our league, over worrying about the individual player and making sure that they excel and take advantage of a full year of development, as well as the team winning. The team winning is very important, but at the same time, the focus has been also put back on the individual player, whether that's on-ice training and taking advantage of hours of practice, or whether even the refocus on some dry land training and the importance of that at every step along the way, and the difference in the types of dry land training that are age appropriate for our players.
That's great. That's great. And so here we are in August, heading into August of 2013. What's on the immediate horizon for the ADM, or let's just even say for the 2013-2014 season?
Well, I think it's the same as it's been over the last couple of years. I think it's to go out and to help our associations fully understand what the ADM is at every single age group, because it is a cradle-to-grave program. It's not just Mite hockey, or it's not just peewee hockey. It is... there is a very specific recommendation for every single age group and every single level of player, depending on what that player's passion and desire and goals are. So depending on where you are in that ladder, you know, our job is to get out there in the field, talk to associations, talk to their leadership, talk to their parents, talk to coaches, talk to players, and really fully educate them as to what the recommendations are. We like to look at our full-time staff as club assistants. So for those people that really want to take advantage of what USA Hockey has to offer as far as training and improving and becoming the best player you can be, we want to provide that assistance from a manpower, from a human resource side of things.
Well, that's just great. Well, anyway, Kevin, I know we'll be talking to you a lot more in the future as we continue this series, but I wanted to thank you for taking the time today, and thanks for all you're doing for hockey.
Thanks, Harry. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this extremely critical program for our players. Thank you very much.
And thanks for everybody out there for listening. We'll be back again real soon with another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.